from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. For the first time in more than 20 years, the International AIDS Conference is being held in the U.S. In 2010, President Obama lifted a more than two-decade-old travel ban on HIV-positive people entering the country. The conference begins today in Washington, D.C. One of the topics sure to be high on the agenda is where are we with a cure? More than 34 million people are living with HIV/AIDS worldwide, but only one person has apparently been cured of the virus. Amy Stanton spoke with the man known in some research circles as the Berlin patient.
Timothy Ray Brown was diagnosed with HIV in 1995 when he was living in Berlin. 9 years later, still in Germany, he received another devastating diagnosis, leukemia. His doctor there had a novel idea. Maybe he could treat both diseases at once by giving Brown a bone marrow transplant from a very specific type of donor.
They were specifically looking for a person who was CCR5 negative.
People who lack the CCR5 protein are naturally resistant to HIV infection. It's a genetic mutation found in about 1% of Northern European descendants. Brown's bone marrow transplants were arduous, but they seem to have worked. Now, 46 and living in San Francisco, Brown has apparently been free of the virus for about 5 years. Meanwhile, he's watched friends die of the disease that he no longer has.
Being the only one in the world is kind of, I kind of have a little slight guilt feeling about it.
Brown says he knows his treatment was risky and expensive, and that many researchers believe it's not a practical response to the worldwide AIDS epidemic. But he's counting on science to change that.
I'm hoping that when and if there is a cure, it can be administered to the entire world. I think that's going to happen. I'm hoping for it.
I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
California researchers are trying to replicate Timothy Brown's treatment through a gene therapy technique using stem cells. One of those scientists is Paula Cannon, a microbiologist at the University of Southern California. She has been working with a technique that has proved successful in mice and will soon be expanding into human trials.
What we don't want to have to do is do the same procedure that Timothy underwent. So let's instead, how about the idea of taking some bone marrow stem cells from an AIDS patient and engineering them so that we can make some of them also HIV resistant? And the idea is we can do that because now we have the genetic tools that allow us to go in and find the CCR5 gene in those stem cells. And basically, you know, like using a pair of scissors, we can cut it out. And then asking whether those cells that are now HIV resistant are going to be powerful enough to actually sort of stop HIV in its tracks in patients.
So you are taking stem cells from patients and cutting out this one protein and then putting the cells back through a method like an IV?
Yes. We're sort of like trying to do this sort of the poor man's version of what happened to Timothy Ray Brown. We're going to use the tools of genetic engineering to snip out the CCR5 gene in a patient's own cells and in that way give them some that makes some part of their immune system be resistant to HIV.
You are using funds from the California Stem Cell Bond to help with this research?
That's correct, and that's been really, really important. When we first started this sort of work, we were doing it in collaboration with a biotech company in the Bay Area, and we were able to go to the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, which is the agency that was set up after the stem cell initiative in 2004. We were able to persuade them, I think, not just that in this way we could be using stem cells to really deliver a therapy to HIV-positive people, but also that the sort of techniques that we were developing in this way are going to have applications beyond HIV.
One of the challenges with stem cell therapy is the high cost of research and the distant payoff for the whole thing. So we're going to start the human trials in 2014. What are you looking at in terms of seeing some signs if some of this gene therapy is working?
We have a series of benchmarks that we would look for. You know, first of all, do we see any evidence that the CCR5 negative cells are appearing in the patients after we give them their stem cells back? Are the levels of these cells increasing? We hope, of course, to end up with a situation, as happened with Timothy, whereby we can take the patients off their drugs and they are themselves able to suppress and control the virus. What we're talking about are new types of medicine, gene therapies, cellular therapies, and we certainly don't have the processes in place to make this cheap and easy yet. But I happen to believe that that's just an engineering problem. If this works, there's going to be such excitement about this, such a big effort into figuring out how to do it at scale, to do it cheaply, that we're just going to invent whole new different ways of doing medicine.
Paula Cannon is an associate professor of microbiology at the University of Southern California. To read more about Timothy Brown's case, go to our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.